Hey mama, we are being teased with an early spring and it makes me want to throw open the windows and clean and organize my house. But did you know that some of the things we use to clean our house aren't actually clean themselves, and it could have major negative effects on ourselves and our family? But have no fear, mama. You get to learn from my mistakes as I share with you today 3 reasons why you want to look at ditching and switching to natural solutions for your home so that you too can create a space of safety and solace for your family. I also want to say a quick thank you to all of my listeners and followers. I read each and every review and I really am just humbled and so thankful that the Lord is using me. Let me share with you one of the most recent reviews that I read. It says, I'm so glad I found this podcast. I listened to the most recent one about connecting with our husbands by overcoming stress and overwhelm, and it was so, so good and practical. Lately, in the last month, I've had a very busy month, and that's always the toughest thing, is to connect with my husband as we usually would do when times are busier. Thank you for your encouragement. I pray that the Lord continues to use me in that way during this podcast and that I can serve each and every one of you. All right, let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. I cannot wait to share with you what I have learned about switching and ditching to natural solutions in my home. But first, let me just tell you that one of my favorite parts of motherhood has truly become making our house a home. Now, if you would have met me like 8 or so years ago before we had our first child, I don't know that I would have said the same thing. In fact, I had a very different plan for my life. I saw myself as a very powerhouse attorney, which is what I was on track to be. However, the Lord called me to be home, at least part-time, to focus and be able to pour into my husband, my children, and my home. Part of my wellness journey has been learning not only natural solutions for myself and for my family, but also natural alternatives for our home. Part of making a house a home is being a gatekeeper to what we allow into our home. That includes what we use within the home. And you don't know what you don't know. When I first started on my journey with essential oils, I was not aware of the amazing natural alternatives to what I could buy at the store. When my husband and I were first married, I just assumed that I could go to the local store and I'd just buy whatever's off the shelf, and that should be just fine because those things were regulated, right? But as I continued on my journey, and I have to admit that after discovering what I have discovered thus far, and as I mentioned, I'm still learning, I really felt betrayed. And I prayed a lot about whether or not I wanted to use that word, but that's the honest truth. I felt betrayed at times by the lies that I bought into about the safety of the products in the store shelves for our homes. And it really hit home. My eyes were opened when I was in law school during my administrative law class. And we focused, of course, on the process of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. Apparently, it does not do exactly what I thought it did. And as most things in our lives today can be and has historically been influenced through lobbying. So let me share with you today 3 reasons why you may need to take a look at what is in your cabinets and ditch and switch to natural solutions for your home. Reason 1, Many chemicals used in household cleaning and personal care products are actually making you sick. That's right. Those body sprays that we grew up misting ourselves all over in the late 90s, early 2000s, the lotions we stood in line for, and even the mini hand sanitizers that we hooked to our backpacks actually have chemicals in them that disrupt our hormones, our endocrine systems, and some of them are even more noticeable right away when we maybe have allergic reactions to them, or maybe we have respiratory issues as a result of smelling certain things or plugging certain things into our homes. So first and foremost, the ingredients alone can be enough to make you desire a natural alternative that is safe for your family, but also is effective. The second reason why you should consider switching and ditching to natural solutions for your home is because the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, does not regulate household cleaning supplies. I thought it did, and that was just my mistake. You don't know until you know. So the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, regulates food and drug, not household and personal care products. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, does in fact regulate these products to a certain degree, but does not have the same requirements as the FDA does. Mama beware, what we're using in our homes and on our personal bodies are not regulated for our safety the way that you may think that they are or should be. The final reason I have for you to consider switching and ditching to natural solutions for your home, natural alternatives, especially using pure tested grade essential oils, are cleaner, cheaper, and oftentimes more effective than whatever is being sold on the store shelves. If you can save money, use products that are not harmful to yourself and to your family, and have those products be more effective, why would you not do it? You can't afford to not try it. So remember, mamas, creating a safe space, it can be stressful, especially in our day and age when you can't necessarily trust what you see or even what you read. You really need to do your own research, and I implore you to do that yourself as well. But if you're like me and are a busy mom with littles, and you don't have time to do your own education, then be sure to follow along this month as I will share with you what I have learned and simple ways that you can trash the toxins lurking in your home and instead trade them out for natural solutions that are helpful instead of harmful. Don't forget, you can sign up to become a Natural Wellness Insider by joining our email list below so you never miss an episode. And let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss what we have in store for you coming up. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.